Okay, here we go. Haggadah Shal Pesach, Haggadah Marathon, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Short ideas on the Haggadah. Our learning should be in Tzchus Refuah Shlema for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. Also, my grandfather's yard site, which is right after Pesach, Lui Nishmas, Reuven Ben Chaim. So I thought, instead of just giving short ideas, I will also, besides short ideas, I thought it would be nice to maybe connect the ideas as well. So there are going to be two themes, really, throughout all the 18 ideas here. We have 18 short ideas. One is going to be one of Ben Adam Chavero, Achdus, unity, caring. And the other theme will be Emunah. Here we go. First idea is number one. Says the Kedushas Levi and Kaddish. Some of these we've used in the past, so I'm sorry for the repeats, but one Dvar Torah is a Dvar Torah, and it's good every year. Says the Kedushas Levi, we know that Pesach is called Chag HaPesach, it's called Chag HaMatzos. Why sometimes changing from Chag HaPesach to Chag HaMatzos? And he has a beautiful interpretation. He explains so beautifully. The Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, we wear tefillin. In Hashem's tefillin, Hashem looks for the good in us. Mika Amcha Yisrael, in our tefillin, we look for the good in Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedosh HaMachad. In each one, we're looking for the good in each other. Chag HaMatzos, Hashem looks for the good in us. We didn't wait for the bread to rise, we didn't wait for the matzah to rise, we went with complete faith. And Chag HaPesach, that's us referring to the looking for the good in another Ribono Shel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over our homes. Says the Kedushas Levi, that's the avoda in our relationship between us and Hashem. That's the avoda between us and with each other as well. Anili dodi vidodi li, between us and Hashem. And I would say the same thing with us and our spouses, and us with our children, and us with our friends. Always looking for the good within each other. Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPesach. Chag HaMatzos, Hashem looks for the good within us. Chag HaPesach, we look for the good in Him. Moving on to Karpas. Karpas is brought down. Rabbeinu Manoach tells us that even before we start Magid, why do we dip the karpas into the salt water? Because we have to know how we even got to Egypt. How do we even get to Egypt? Says Rabbeinu Manoach, we have to know that the brothers dipped the coat of Yosef in the blood. That's why we start off the Seder with realizing how we actually got to Egypt. But there's a deeper idea. Says Rav Shlomo Feifeld. Rav Shlomo has a beautiful idea and brought in his biography. And it says, the pasuk says in Miketz, that the brothers said, Vayomru Isha Alchiv Avel Hashem Elanachinu Alchinu Asherinu Tzaras Nafshu Vizchanu Elenu Velo Shamanu. We didn't hear our brother cries. We didn't hear his crying. And ask the Ramban on the spot, if you actually look at Parshas Vayishev, does Yosef actually beg? Yosef doesn't beg. So why over here does it say in Miketz that why didn't we listen to his cries and to his pleas? And says Rav Shlomo Feifeld, at the end of the day, you want to know what the deeper explanation is? Sometimes in life, we could hear something, but it doesn't register. It doesn't register on our consciousness. It is simply background noise, and it makes no impression. Yosef, of course, begged and pleaded for his life from his brothers. But the Torah doesn't record it because the brothers themselves didn't hear. They didn't hear, and therefore, in Vayeshev, it is left out. But Miketz, when they start to register, and they start to think back of their mistakes, then the Torah records their failure to be able to hear Yosef's cries. What a beautiful idea from Rabbeinu Manoach and Shomer Feivel to know how we're starting the Seder. Before we even start, we have to know how we got to Mitzrayim. Moving on to Magad, 3, 4, and 5 are in Halach Ma'anya. As for by Soloveitchik, the Rav's yard site is actually called Moed Pesach, says the Rav in Halach Ma'anya, why are we only inviting the poor people now? You think that if you're going to have guests, you should invite them earlier. Why are you only inviting them now? So the Rav says, you're not actually inviting them. We're showing cheres. Only someone who's free can show and invite people. We invite guests. When you invite someone to your home for Shabbos or for Yontif or vacation, it shows that you have a certain amount of bilus, of freedom. My grandfather in the Holocaust, he wasn't able to invite people because he was a slave. Says the Rav, we invite to show our freedom. Rabbi Zweiver, idea number 4, says, you want to know why we invite? Because not only are we free, but every Jew Seder night is a guest of honor. Right? If you're a guest of honor, says Rabbi Zweig, right? Someone is honoring you at a dinner, honoring your family at a dinner, get 50, 60, you have 50, you can invite whoever you want. Each and every one of us are the guests of honor. You're the Baal Simcha. Go invite whoever you want, says Rabbi Zweig. And idea number 5 on Halach Ma'anya, from the Chidah and the Simcha Saragel. The beginning part talks about inviting the poor people. At the end, we're talking about Lashon Hashad Hacha, hopefully next year we'll be in Yerushalayim. What are the two ideas that to do with each other? That we're inviting, and we should be in Yerushalayim. What's the connection? Says the Chidah, it has everything to do with each other. When you invite people, when you care about others, you show concern for others, you're compassionate, you're sensitive, then you'll be zochot to be in Yerushalayim. Halach Ma'anya starts off with the code, how to get to Yerushalayim. Invite people. Go out of your way to be kind and nice and caring.
And that is the avoda on how to get to Yerushalayim.
So those are beautiful insights from the Rav, Rabbi Zweig, and the Chida on Holachmani. Moving on to idea number six. Idea number six comes from the Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Teitelbaum, and Meister Rabbi Elazar. The students come in, they say, Higia Zman Krishma Shal Shacharis. And ask the Satmar Rebbe, and ask others as well, why weren't these Tanaim more cognizant? Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. What's going on over here? Says the Satmar Rebbe, these Tanaim were up the entire night, speaking about Emunah. They're speaking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. They didn't know the difference between day and night, between confusion and not confusion, between light and day. Everything was clear to them. They were up the whole night. They were at such a high level of Emunah and faith and bitachon, and they were above time, says the Satmar Rebbe. And their students who were not above time, they said, Rebbe's, it's, we know you're on such a high level, but right now it's time to say Kriya Shema. Rabbi Lord Jonathan attacks idea number seven. He asked, why did they travel to Bnei Brak, to Rabbi Kiva? He was the youngest. He was a student at some of them. Why did they travel to Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs quotes the Gemara at the end of Makos. The Tanam are looking at the second Beis Hamikdash in flames. And Rabbi Kiva is laughing and they're crying. And he says, Rabbi Kiva, why are you laughing? And he says, why are you crying? And he says, I'm laughing because I know that the first prophecy, Gemara says there, the first prophecy is going to come true. It's going to be destroyed. Now I know what's going to be. Says the Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs. Rabbi Kiva was the pinnacle person for Emunah. Everyone looked to him for faith. Right? Rabbi Gemara in the Brachos tells us that he died. Shema Yisrael, Shem L'Kidu, Shem L'Kad. Everything, his whole entire life was one of Emunah, was one of faith. These Rabbeim traveled to Bnei Brak because they needed some chizik. They needed chizik in the anti-Semitism and everything that was going on in their own lives. They went to Rabbi Kiva. Moving on to idea number 8. Idea number 8 comes from Rabbi Salvechik again on 8. Baruch Hamakom. He says, what's Hamakom? Right? Hamakom says such a peculiar word. Says the Rav, Hamakom, we say in Hamakom, the Tefillah of Achenu, Hamakom Yerachem, right? Hashem Shev of Mercy, we say Hamakom Yerachem Aleinu. When you go to Rechman al-Sulam, we pay a Shivakol, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the place should give comfort. What's Hamakom coming to tell us in all these places? It might be hard for us to go through the beginning of the Agada. You're looking at all the hardship. You're looking through the terrible, terrible hardship that we're going through in Mitzrayim. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hamakom. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives out rachim, and we say, Achenu, Hamakim rachim aleinu, Hamakim yinachim. There's a bigger plan here. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us mercy, should give us comfort. Even when things look hard, and things look difficult, the beginning of the Haggadah, we know that there's a good ending. The number 9, we get to the Dalet Banim. Says the Al Shechah Kadosh, your tzad is tonight, you'll give him Nisan. The Al Shechah Kadosh says, a very simple question, idea number 9. Why are you knocking out his teeth? You're knocking out his teeth? That's not going to bring him closer to Judaism. You should give him love and care and concern. You're knocking out his teeth? Says the Ashik, no. Russia is Gematria 570. Shinav, Hake Shinav means, take the word Shinav. Shinav is Gematria 366. Take Shinav out of Russia. What's 570 minus 366? It's 204. Show him how special he is. Show him who he is. Show me it's truly a tzaddik. Just because he did things and they were bad things doesn't make him a Russia. He might have done bad things, but in his inner essence, he's good. And make sure to tell him that. Rabbi Shlomo Kabach liked to say that when Hake Shinav means that you should show him the shin, in the word Russia, the shin, his inner essence is really one of the avos. The outside is the ration, the ayin. It looks like it's evil, but downside, in a deeper, what a pintaliyid is, mamash the shin, it's the avos, right? The three parts of the letter shin. We're part of the greatest the Jewish nation. Idea number 10. Tell their Rebbeinu Shalom, at the end of the day, this stood for our forefathers, and and every generation, the enemies come together. Says the Sfas Emes, a beautiful idea. He says, when we're Shalom Echad, when we're not together, when we're not one family, one nation, one unified family, then Amar Aleinu L'Chalaseinu. Then the nations of the world could touch us. But when we're caring and we're concerned for others, people who have kippahs, not kippahs, black and white, vaccines, not vaccines, then the world cannot touch us. But when Shalom Echad, then Amar Aleinu L'Chalaseinu, then the world could touch us. Yonas and Aipshitz tells us that that's actually the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. The godless of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he cared for others. Says of Yonas and Aipshitz, the Medrash tells us that, you could say this all by V'hisham, though you could say this by the Makos as well, that by Moshe Rabbeinu, the magician saw that the Shevet Levi was going to come, the Mashiach, the Savior was going to come from Shevet Levi. So they didn't make them work, but they didn't realize, as of Yonash and Aipshitz,
that when one Jew's in pain, other Jew's in pain. Even though Shevet Levi wasn't going to have to work, they're still going to name their kids Kahaz, Gershom, and Merari, because their cousins are in pain, they're in pain. And that's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's essence. When he went out that day, and he saw Dasan Aviram, and he saw, the Egyptian hurting the Jew, and he looked this way, and he looked that way, and he says, Alche Noda Adavar, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that he saw that no man was stepping up. He saw no man stepping in. He said, I got to step up now. I got to help out because no one else is. Moving on to idea number 13, the frogs, the stipler on the Tzvardeya, probably one of the more famous ideas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only made one frog. And the Medrash tells us that every time they hit the frog, it multiplied. So the simple question is, why do they keep on hitting the frogs? Says the stipler Gon. A beautiful insight. He tells us that when someone's angry and you're not being careful with your sensitivities and you're not thinking straight, you do things that don't make sense. They kept on hitting the frogs because they weren't thinking. When someone's angry, they don't think. Idea number 14 from Dayenu. Itzav Sloifer of Yitzchak Vorka both say the same idea. We say, Ilu Kirivnos Alivne Arsinev Lonos as a Torah Dayenu. If you just brought us to Arsinai and you didn't give us a Torah, it would have been good enough. Says Itzav Sloifer of Yitzchak Vorka. The whole point of coming to Arsinai was to get the Torah. What's going on over here? Says Itzav Sloifer of Yitzchak Vorka. We know we reach a level of Ki'isha Chabalevachar. He had such great Achdus by Har Sinai. We tell the Rabbanu Shalom, just reaching that Achdus and not getting the Torah would have been good enough. It would have been good enough. Just getting the Torah just having the Achdus, not having the Torah would have been good enough. Idea number 15 is just a story about Matzah, the Vigit Sarebi, the school Lenin Rebbe. How could you not say this story? It was the first Pesach after the war, and what happened was, the Vizhitz Rebbe got his hands in the DP camp on some matzah. So the Skolen Rebbe's son comes to the Rebbe and he says, can I please have two boxes? And he says, no, I'm sorry. Every family only gets one. He said, my father told me not to go home without two. He said, okay, just tell your father he's taking one from someone else. Erev Pesach, he gets a knock at the door. Who is it? The Vizhitz Rebbe? It's the Skolen Rebbe's son. And he has a box of matzah in his hand. He says, here. He says, I don't understand. Your father said you needed two. He said, my father said he needed two because one was for us and one was for you. He knew that you would give away your matzah and not be thinking about yourself. What a beautiful insight on what it means to be a Jew and caring for others. Matzah and Mor al-Chidush Aron has a beautiful idea. Why does Matzah come before Mor? Matzah represents freedom. Mor represents slavery. The slavery came before freedom. Says the Chidush Aron, the first Gerebi, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes. Sometimes in life, we don't realize the bitterness. We don't realize the Mor until after the Matzah. We don't realize the bitterness or the Holocaust, what exactly was, until we were actually free. That's why we have Mara before the Matzah. We have Mara before the Matzah. Excuse me. We have Matzah before the Mara. Because we couldn't taste the Mara. We couldn't taste the slavery until actually we tasted some of the freedom as well. Moving on to idea number 17. Mara and Korich. It says Yeshua of Bells. We say this by Korich. We say the Pasuk, Matzah's Mara Yachlu, that we're going to eat the Matzah with Mara together. Says Yeshua of Bells, why are we mentioning this? We mention this by Pesach. It's a pasuk by Pesach Sheni. What's going on over here? Says Yeshua of Bells, a beautiful insight. He says, right now at the Seder, we're sitting in places of Gullus. And Gullus could be in Yerushalayim, you could be still in Gullus. Gullus could be in New York, Florida, California, Arizona, wherever you're going. But we're not there. We're not bringing the Karban Pesach. But we tell our Bono Shem right now, before we start Shulchan Aruch, right before we're supposed to have the real Karban Pesach, we tell HaKadosh Baruch, we are hopeful that in a month, we're going to bring the Pesach Sheni. It's a tefillah. Al Matzahs Morom Yechlu is a tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should be zochah to be able to be there in 1 month. And finally, the 18th and the final idea for today, for Haggadah Marathon, Tav Shanayin Tes, end of the beautiful idea from the Shana Abba, from the Rav, the end of Nirtza. The Shana Abba, we say two times a year. We say the Shana Abba Yerushalayim at the end of the Seder. We say the Shana Abba at the end of Yom Kippur. Why these two, specifically Yom and Tovim? Says the Rav, those two nights are the most apparent that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Those two nights are the most apparent that we're sitting in Gullus. In Kippur we can't do the Avodah, and Pesach we can't do the Karban Pesach. And we end up saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring us home. Please bring us home to the Holy Land. Let's just review these 18 ideas quickly. Kaddish, except for the Kedushas Levi, Chag HaMatzos, and Chag HaPesach, always looking for the good with each other. Chag HaMatzos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for the good in us. We look for the good in Chag HaPesach. Karpas, Rabbeinu Manoach told us that we commemorate, we have to know how we got there. How did we get there? The brothers dipped the coat into blood. That's why we dipped the karpas. Rabbi Shlomo Feivel says that at the end of the day, the Ramban tells us that in Miketz, they said, Why didn't we why didn't we listen to Vloshamanu? Why didn't we listen to him? Says Rav Shlomo Feifeld, Vayeshev, there's no mention there. Because at the end of the day, they couldn't hear. They couldn't hear. Their consciousness couldn't hear. Only once they actually registered, then they could hear. Halach Ma'anya 3, 4, and 5. Halach Ma'anya, the Rav says, why are we inviting the poor people now? We have certain mitzvahs to show our true cheres. Only someone who's free can invite. Rabbi Zvi says, no, you're a guest of honor. You're the Baal Simcha. You can invite whoever you want. And the Chida tells us that at the end of the day, what are the two parts of Halach Ma'anya? They do come together. The beginning part, you invite. The more you invite and care for others, and we zoch to be in Yerushalayim. The sixth idea and the seventh idea are on the Meister Rabbi Elazar. The Satan Rabbi says, what the rabbis didn't know, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Kriya Shema, because they were on such a high level the entire night, and such a high level of amuna and clarity. There's no difference between Laila. It was Laila Kayom Ya'ir. It was the same thing for them. That's why the students had to tell them it was time to say Kriya Shema. I have Lauren Jonathan Sachs, number 7, tells us why they had to go to Rabbi Kiva. Why they traveled to him? He was the youngest student. And he tells us the Gemara in the Adamakos, and he tells us the Medrash of Chayasara. Rabbi Kiva was the pinnacle one of Amuna. They needed Chizik and Amuna. Who do they turn to? They turn to Rabbi Kiva, who died in the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad, whose entire life was about Amuna. Adiyah number 8, Baruch HaMakom, the Rabbi Salvejik tells us HaMakom, it's a sign of time of natural hopelessness. That at the end of the day, during Achenu, or HaMakom Yanachim, HaMakom is the time where Kadosh Baruch Hu, we tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need Chizik in our life. But right now, at the beginning of the Seder, it might look like it's hard. But then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't worry, it's going to be okay. The Alshech, on the Rosh Hake, Shinov. What type of Chinov is that? You're going to pop out his teeth? No, you actually show him who he truly is. Rosh is 570. Take the Shinov. 366 out of 570, and you're left with 204. But he Sha'amdal Avaseinu, Adi number 10, the Sassemis tells us, Shelo Echad, then Bilvad Amal, then Amal Alein Elchaosinu. Then our enemies could destroy us. When you're caring for each other, the gods of Moshe, Pharaoh's magician, saw that Shevet Levi was going to be the one, number 11, to take them out. It says that they made a big mistake. At the end of the day, they didn't realize that it was the Jewish people care about each other. They even named their kids Gershon and Merari and Kahus. The Babash Rebbe, he looked this way and he looked that. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's essence to look at, always looking for someone else to be able to step up. He said, no man will step up. He had to step up. The Stipler tells us that why they keep on hitting the frogs. They weren't thinking logically. Number 4, the Ksav Soviets of Vorka, it was the whole point coming to Arsino was to get the Torah. Why would we say Kodesh Baruch just coming to Arsino was good? Because we reach a level of Kishach HaBalevichad. 18, the story of the Vichitzer Rebbe and the Skolena Rebbe, the first Pesach after the Holocaust. 16, why does the Maror come before Matzah? Maror should come before Matzah. The slavery came before the freedom. Why does Maror come after Matzah? Because says the Chiddush HaRim, we don't realize the bitterness until you actually taste what freedom is all about. The 17 Maror and Korech, Rishu Abel tells us why we mention Pesach Sheni here, because we're hopeful. We have a Munah to the Rabbono Shalom. At the end of the day, we'll be Zoch to be in Yerushalayim. That even though right now, during Pesach Rishon, at the Seder, we're sitting in all the places of Gullus, when we hope we dive into Hashem, amitzus amatzus marim yachlu, which we zogah during the Pesach Sheni. Finally, 18 Lashana Abba, why dive to Lashana Abba at the end of the Seder and Yom Kippur? Because these are the two nights of the year where it's most apparent we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. Yom Kippur we can't bring the Avoda, and Pesach we can't bring the Karan Pesach. And all these Divrei Torah, these 18 Divrei Torah, are the Haggadahs, the themes of the night. Vigada to the Vincha. Vigada to the Vincha is all these beautiful Divrei Torah. And we have to say it all. But I truly think that these are the two main themes really of the entire night. To give over achdus, give over ben adam lechaver, what it means to care for our nation, and what it means to have hope, and to have emunah, and to have faith, and to constantly know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by our side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to all be together, working on ben adam lechaver, working on our emunah, Be'ez Hashem. And Be'ez Hashem will be zoch to bring the psachim, in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, a beautiful yontif, shkoich.